Bro, as I'm listening to you niggas talk, like, this ain't P. I'm just thinking about, what about those ladies who are getting flown out to Dubai? How do they feel about this thing about us talking about P so loosely? Because they really lived that life.
No. The person who was the originator of pushing P was...
Oh, man, no! Drake is really dirty. Like, this man had the sauce this whole time and he never passed it to the boy Future.
No, because no. Drake has a sauce for condoms. Future does not use condoms.
I hope black people can stop complaining about their own education that they receive from either their grandfathers or their grandmothers or their governments. Fuck them niggas. Their time is over now. It's about time we started making decisions on our own. If I want to tackle agriculture, I'll go and teach myself agriculture. If I want to tackle whatever business I want to tackle, whatever I want to do, I'm going to be the best at that. And I wish black people could just fucking wake up and realize that.
This nigga said juices his mic, bro. Instead of actually testing, instead of going microphone check, one, two, one, two. He sounds like a phone that's vibrating when a side chick is calling.
Yeah, that's the funniest thing.
Bro, he sounds like a phone that's vibrating when a side chick is calling.
Hey!
Bars.
Nah. One better. He sounds like a feminist room on Valentine's evening when that vibrator keeps going off. Yeah.
Damn.
What? Bro, Valentine's is coming. I'm a feminist. So because hey, vibrator's gonna be on high settings, my boy. I'm telling you.
He sounds like a good girl that saved herself for marriage.
Excel, where's
niggas
Grant?
Can hear me. Yeah. My bad. My I don't know what was up with my network. I just did a whole 180, but shit, I'm back.
Bro, Yazzie, that shit actually makes me paranoid because I honestly feel like people have been listening to me. I feel like I'm being followed, bro. Like every device I use, man, because I've been looking at the Twitter spaces thing. I go there to put the gems as usual. Bro, every Twitter space I go into, man, I just get kicked and removed as I'm about to speak, and that shit freaks me out. So when you just blipped out like that, I'm like, hey, boo. Hey.
Something's wrong. The CIA can feel it with time. See, these guys, they're about to shake the room. Yeah.
Leave the CIA demons, bro. Demons. We come with the word of God, bro. We come with the sensationalism. Sensational. And as you can hear, as they can hear, we are back. I'm back, niggas. I need to put a stink meaner drop there. I'm definitely putting a stink meaner drop there, and I don't care what anyone says, man. Once again, welcome one, welcome all to the world's most sensational podcast, man.
Sensational.
The one and only. With yours truly, the most unruly. Sub-Zero, because I'm motherfucking coolie. The one and only bringer of truth, dropper of isms. Fear Bavaria in your area, let's get it.
Yo, man, this is Wesley Sniper. I shoot him from a distance like Roberto Carlos.
Okay, Nilo, nice to meet you. I'm going to be in the last week.
Let me mansplain podcast where everything goes just as long as you can mansplain it. There we go.
I just don't get why Bavaria always moans after Kane's part. It's like it just starts off, it just baffles me. You know, Vance comes in with this intro. Like he felt the shit in his soul. He's like, Hear the way he says that shit. Yeah.
He said he was gay. So what?
Yeah, bro.
Now, man's been acting spicy.
You be acting spicy like Drake's condom.
Sensational.
That
was flame.
Bro, we are led. That man is a leader. You know,
Why didn't we? Why didn't
this one even takes out Pusha T's L? Pusha T's L is now erased.
Nah, bro. No, bro. Why haven't we ever thought of this shit? Why haven't we ever thought of that? Okay, only a nigga with money like him would actually think that, okay, sure, these chicks are actually trying to do this shit. And of course, he was proved right. But damn, bruh. Extremes, because chicks do, bruh. It's a crazy world up here.
But honestly, when I deep it, like, it's not really that deep. Just flush it down the toilet. Unless she's really committed and she's going to do a deep dive into her sewer to get your nut, then I get. Then I'll say.
Hey, whoa. Gents, understand you do not flush a condom down the toilets. You will cause a whole drain blockage and then shits will get fucked up and then it's gonna pop back out. This bitch will still chug it down her vajayjay. You know what it is.
Wait.
So what do you do? How do you dispose of a condom then?
Bro, do you do it school? Bro, you have to roll it first. You have to put it in toilet paper and roll it like a blunt, then throw it in.
And then throw it in the bin.
Yeah, that's what we do. I mean,
in the bin, not flush it down. You don't flush it.
I thought that was basic.
That's basic. You don't flush it.
I flush it, bro. I flush it.
You're not supposed to.
You flush that shit, bro. That's how bitches gonna catch your ass, bro.
No, Pillar, you only flush it. You only flush it if you're with a chick that you don't trust. And you're not there for a long time. Oh, you're not constantly there.
No, there's no bitch.
If I'm not constantly there.
No. Wait. But where's? You know that, you know how rotten, all that rotten food and stuff, your baby's gonna come up mad mutated, my G. Nah, flush it.
Flush that shit, dog. The fuck?
I just throw it
flush
away.
Take those tonsils, bruh. I don't care how long you've known the bitch. Flush that shit, bruh. Oh.
Yeah, we're gonna flush them. Yo,
Drizzy wouldn't even be here if he would if he had just flushed this shit. Cause I mean, think about it. I was thinking about this whole situation the whole time. I'm like, but she did kind of cause it on her. Like she did call for it. If the nigga put hot sauce on his own dick, hey, to each his own. She didn't even know it didn't hurt her. I mean, she wouldn't have known if she didn't do some tricky, slimy shit. You know what I'm saying? So the bitch got burnt, and that's what was supposed to happen. And it's like, now the nigga's getting sued, bro. It's like, why?
No, it's just a rumor that it's getting sued. It's a rumor that it's getting sued. Like, it's obvious that this is an open and shut case. Like, nothing's going to happen if it actually had to go to court.
Except, gents. Nando's is missing a huge opportunity with coming with a Drake flavored peri peri sauce, boy.
No, you see why they can't do that. They actually, that's copyright or whatever you call it when it comes to food or whatever. It's actually copying because chicks that have STDs will say, "Hey, we came up with that shit first."
That was fire.
Wait. Boy, ha, that was fire. Hey,
no pun intended.
No, but seriously, bro, you know what? When I first read that, I'm like, nah, bro, this can't be real. But then when I saw the video of Drizzy cuddling next to the sauce, I'm like, bro, this is the type of nigga to do such a thing, bro.
Bro,
this guy would really
listen. This nigga said, "Swear I'm more Purple Rain Prince than Prince Charming. Disappointment. I stay expecting it. The pessimists called medalists. Flush the magnums. Just so they're not collecting my specimens. Damn." Already understood.
Oh, even diplomatic community.
No. That's wasting time with Brent.
Diplomatic community. I've been having the sauce and now they're claiming Prego.
Prego.
Hey!
That's a dope ass flip because he put the spicy Prego sauce.
No, but my man is serious on that.
I don't care for even reaching. You know what? I'd rather reach than push P.
Bro.
I'd rather reach than be pushing P. I'm pushing P. That shit's fire.
I'm mad ignorant. I've been seeing this pushing P thing. What is it? Let's explain.
Gunna and Future, the hottest single right now, bro.
This is my first
Push P. Because I mean, even in the description, of the Push and P music video, they had "What does Push and P mean to you?" I was like, "Oh, really? We're doing this again?"
But listen.
this is the first time I've ever caught like slang being created. First things first, Ghana was going on a Twitter rant. That's where he like ignited or reignited or whatever, or perpetuated his beef with Freddie Gibbs. No, that was where it started. And then he started saying like something like niggas, like Freddie P, AMP. And then Academics was having fun with it. He's like, if you jump into a niggas, another niggas beef, that AMP. And then that's where it came. And then it's like, ah, boom, album, single, pushing P. And then he's been explaining what P means, basically player, basically. He's like, keep a player. So it's like pushing P, I'm keeping a player. I'm keeping a handle. You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping a stack. It can also mean other things, according to them too. Like, I know if you do something funny, if you simp, you'd be like, that ain't P. You know what I'm saying?
How can that not be P? Because P is pimping.
Simping is not pimping.
Way.
Simping ain't
that's
P.
That's what I'm saying. So
that's when you say simping ain't P. You say simping is not P.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Wait, why are we even trying to discuss this?
Okay. Yo, I won't even lie, gents.
Can't get
I won't
my lingo right,
as I'm
bro.
Listening to it. Bro, as I'm listening to you niggas talk, like this ain't P. I'm just thinking about what about those ladies who are getting flown out to Dubai? How do they feel about this thing about us talking about P so loosely? Because they really lived that life.
Oh, you nasty.
Nah, they should just ask.
They really pushing P. They really pushing P.
No. The person who was the originator of pushing P was Arcade.
Oh, man, no.
Oh, no, chill.
He was pushing P before anyone else.
I gotta chill.
He's pushing P.
So sensational. Oh, no, man. Too sensational, bro.
Sensational.
What a way to start 2022.
Hey, bro, like, there's nothing like a little creepy joke just to keep things steady.
You know what I'm saying, bro.
But bro, speaking about 2022.
Speaking of
2022, yo, like, honestly, I know we just jumped into the topics, but niggas, we live lives. As much as we keep saying, niggas, you need to work on yourselves, blase, blase, blah, and then we don't actually do it. It's like, bro, it wouldn't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? So niggas had to live their lives.
Yeah, that's true.
It was a much needed break. We upgraded our minds, whatever, and our lives a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying real, we got the real bag, but a little bag. You know what I'm saying? Just a little. You know the as big as a marbles sack.
Hold up.
You know marbles bag. That bag.
Yeah, we're pushing P.
Nigga, what?
Yeah, we're pushing P. No, the bag is the size of a marbles bag.
You just gave pushing P a new. Hey, bro, you gave pushing the eye, bro. Pushing P is never the same again to me, bro. No.
Yeah.
I can't get R. Kelly out my mind. No homo. Pause. Drake is dirty. Drake is really dirty. Like, this man had the sauce this whole time and he never passed it to the boy Future.
Why would he give his sauce to Future? That's nasty.
Because Future has 8-9 baby mamas, bro. Like, he never gave this advice to Future at all.
No, because Drake has a sauce for condoms. Future does not use condoms. There's a huge difference.
Sensational.
Sensational. Like, I don't know where anyone gets confused there. He just doesn't use them. Like, we've all heard that apparently he allegedly doesn't like using condoms. That's what chicks say, especially when he was here in SA.
I like how you put that allegedly.
That's what they said here. When he was here in SA, that's what chicks said. Like, no, all the chicks followed him like in a line and all that shit. But anyway, we're not MacG, bro. We're not trying to break some news out here.
Oh man, what a sensational segue. A1. Bros, have you been watching this MacG shit show unwind?
Bro, I want the two of y'all to say. I want the two of y'all to say what y'all feel, and then I'll say what I think about this whole Ari Lennox and MacG thing.
Bavaria, first.
All right, let me just paint the picture. So basically, Ari Lennox came on MacG's thing. They were discussing a whole bunch of stuff and it would be a heterosexual thing, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
But anyway, they were discussing sensational nonetheless. They were discussing music, man. And Mac not so smoothly
slid in the suggestion or the question, oh, who's fucking you hard right now? And she was taken aback. And then he explained, yo, so your lyrics said this, that, and the other. And he quoted the song. And she was like, oh, I don't even remember that. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then that clip dropped before the whole episode dropped. And this is where I can see the disingenuousness of this outrage, right? As soon as that clip started doing the rounds, people were like, oh, Mac G is perpetuating the rape culture because of this. And he's so uncomfortable and he's made a woman uncomfortable. Bro, I really starting to realize, side note, that when a woman wants to send people to do a witch hunt on you, she'll use that phrase. He made me uncomfortable. It's not saying what he did. It's not saying anything. It's just, oh, he made me uncomfortable. As if that's meant to mean something. But anyway, before I digress. So now what happened is thereafter, there was an outrage of people saying rape culture. Mac G is being a rapist, creepy nigga to Ari Lennox. And then obviously niggas are like, nah, stop trying to cancel Mac G, because every other week they're trying to go after the Don. You know what I'm saying? And then somewhere along the line, American Twitter got dragged into this whole thing. Now it was the feminist chicks were kissing American Twitter's ass while Americans were swearing, all South Africans, you know, the same old African jokes. Oh, ha, ha. You're all tweeting behind one computer. Oh, ha, ha. From your hut in the woods, blah, blah, blah. Right. While the feminist ones, like, oh, South African men are so embarrassing. What? Kissing ass while people are backstabbing them. And then it got to a point where, you know, niggas got too angry. And then they started personally attacking Ari. And it turned into a whole SA versus American Twitter should show, and this is where we are now. So my whole opinion on the thing, man, simply put, Mac G's thing, it was, I won't say it was uncalled for, of course, and it was like, it wasn't even smooth and it didn't make any sense, right? It was totally just out of line. But the thing is, Mac G was just trying to create a viral moment. It was offside, but he was just creating a viral moment. It wasn't this rape culture creepy stuff that everyone's trying to peddle it as. He was just trying to create a viral moment, and ushrebile, bro. Everyone misses. Everyone tries to hit and we miss, and it happens. And then now, even Ari herself continued the interview. She only realized that, hey, there's an opportunity for me to milk some outrage only after the SA feminist came at her and said, hey, are you okay?
Thank you.
And they gaslit her. And then she came back. But to me, it's like, yeah, Mac, it was a bit tone deaf, but you know, it's Mac G's podcast. Like, you're going there to the den of hyenas, but what did you expect? These niggas are just sensational. You know, they're just throwing puns around, they're just throwing a whole lot of sensationalism around. So to me, it's like, it's not that big a deal.
You explained it perfectly. You literally explained it perfectly, but I'll shorten it when it's my turn. Kane, what do you think about it?
Yeah, basically, like you said, he did explain it perfectly. But I also want to say something, like, with the whole thing of he was acting creepy, whatnot. It was misplaced. It was mistimed. The question was mistimed. Okay, cool. We can all say that it was mistimed. I also agree it was mistimed, but I don't agree with it being creepy, right? I just don't agree with that part. But here's another thing. If you're an artist, I can 100% vouch for me, any artist that is on Ari's level, Ari's platform, or Ari's level of stardom, has definitely been media trained. You've had a PR team around you. You've had people tell you or even ask you questions as part of like a demo or a trial run, just to show you how to answer back. So she answered very media trained. Like, her answer was very media trained. It you could also tell, like we all agree, it caught us all off guard, it caught her off guard, but she answered very media trained, right? She gave a very media trained answer, right? Cool.
Whoa.
And
wait. You see what I mean about CIA listening in on our stuff?
It just cuts CIA, in the middle. Okay.
CIA. It is my answer. I'm telling you. Nah. Bruh. CIA cut you.
But yeah, Kane, you were still saying.
Talking too much ism.
Yeah. But
Kane, I'm saying,
Lerato Ganyago was on there. She was asked way more explicit questions. First of all, she answered the questions because she knows who Mac G is. She knows how to answer questions because she has a PR team. She knows how to handle herself in an interview, right? Every one of these celebrities have backlash after the interviews. They even said things about her. People were saying things about her even after her interview, and she just didn't care. My thing is, most of these celebrities, once they recognize a chance to be politically correct and to be within the culture, so to say, they will jump on that fucking bandwagon. And that's what annoys me. And that's what perpetuates all these stupid ideals. Now, it's like most of these things that Megan Thee Stallion situation. I'm not going to go too deep into that, but she used that whole thing, that whole she used Tory. Basically the whole GBV. You know what I'm saying? Basically GBV in America. She used that whole thing, bro, as if it was
the only thing.
But now
when
you look into the situation right now,
nah.
Oh, come on. Sensational.
yo, man, we here anyway, a week, man.
My point is, you can't piggyback off of real narratives. Like, there are real people who face these real situations in real life. And then you piggyback off of these things just so that you can have clouds, bruh. This shit is kind of fucking annoying right now, bruh. Now, I hate shit now.
Thank you.
Let me say my piece, yo.
Yeah.
About all of this.
Because there's just something that just came in right now that I want to add to this. Like, perfect timing, actually.
Yeah.
Charla just commented on this whole thing, and it's on Rumor Report.
Mm.
And he was like, I was once a Mac G, so I get it. He literally just said what we said. Yeah, if you're going to deliver a question, delivery is important. But at the end of the day, if you're asking an artist about what they said, it's all fair game. He literally said
fair
it.
Fair game.
Bro, now
same
listen
way
to what
they
I'm
asked Tekashi.
Yeah.
On his they asked Tekashi about his receipts. Like, you're talking about being in the streets. Wow, 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 woo, woo, whoop. Where's that energy now? Same thing that's happening now. But anyway, bro.
But see, this is okay. First things first, for all my chakra hands out there, yes, we do know Ari Lennox, guys. Don't get it fucked up. I've had a lot of chakra sessions to her album, Shape Butter Baby. Don't get it fucked up. But anyway. Besides that,
cheek clapping sessions,
bro,
cheek clapping
choir,
sessions.
Whole choir, I'm telling you. Sunday service, anyway.
Sensational.
So then, with this whole Ari and Mac G thing, what I literally also, I just told Kane all of this shit. It's just basically simple. He asked the question backwards. And I sat and I thought about it, listened to the clip again, and I'm like, he literally asked the question backwards. First things first, when you listen to the whole clip, the whole 2-minute clip, he does start off by speaking about it, but he loses her as she continues talking. So that when he brings it back, it starts with her like, oh, snap. Like, how? He's like, who's fucking good right now? It felt like it was out of the blue, even though he was still speaking about it. He could have phrased it differently in terms of, you know, in your song, Pop, because the name of the song is Pop, and she says, if I pop this pussy for you tonight, yeah, I'm fucking good. That's what she says, yo. The way he asked the question, he asked it backwards, basically. Because instead of him saying, let's see, in your song, Pop, this is what you say. Is there someone fucking you good right now? He just said, is there someone fucking you good right now? You know, like, in your song. Like, he said it backwards, like, in your song, your lyrics. And then she picked it up and she's like, oh, okay, sure. And she carried on. The problem came where, and Bavaria said this perfectly, when it's like, they gassed her to complain about this. She was like, ah, snap, I'm caught off guard, but then, let me keep it pushing. I was trained for this, like Kane said. I was trained for this, let me keep it pushing. It was just that simple. It was literally that simple. She was like, oh shit, I got caught off guard, continued. It has nothing to do with, if you sing about sex, then you must be asked about sex. Nah, he just asked the question in a very, like, it was just worded weirdly. Like,
even I as a listener forgot that he was talking about the song, and I was like, oh wait, shit. And then when he brought it back, I was like, all right, she also felt that way, we all did. But then social media hyped her up, that's where things went left there.
Yeah, that's 110%, bro. True. And we like we could see Mac G knew what he was doing, but we could see his intent was not to, you know, rape Ari Lennox through the screen with his magical raping powers. No, it was him trying to manufacture a moment.
Just that it was actually supposed to be like a normal smash and pass some Jolo moments. Kanti, it blew up beyond his control, and he's like, wow, free publicity. Like, y'all really just did this yourselves. Like, he just said, I was listening to the podcast now. He's like, I was chilling the whole week, and then everyone's sending me the screenshots, like, and then now I'm going viral again off of an interview from last year, imagine. So someone brought this up now. You see what I'm saying?
Bro.
So it's like...
Also, now, this is from...
20... Oh, yeah. Okay, so like, when he's trying to... When he's trying to... Or what he says is that he might feel as if, like, you know, the radio and whatever are against him, and all that stuff there. But at the same time, it's like, bro, this is free publicity, because now this is worldwide. And it feels as if no one's supposed to be outraged about this, exactly like the Fresh and Fit thing. But people are. Why? Because you've now put yourself to that level, and you just needed one viral moment that was out of your control. That's literally what happened to Fresh and Fit. It was a viral moment that's wasn't necessarily something that they want to go viral, that always happened. It's just now everyone pays attention. Like I said, Fresh and Fit were molded for that. Mac G was molded for this moment too. He's fine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Bro, and Fresh and Fit went on Andrew Schultz thing. That's when I knew that these niggas are gone. Shout out
no,
to
them. Bro, it was already gone, done. It was already done. That's what I'm saying. Like behind the scenes.
I ain't gonna lie though. I have a quibble though with Fresh and Fit. I don't like them motherfuckers. I just personally.
Same.
I don't like them.
They're selling a gimmick. Like them, you know what these guys are doing? They're like the post on West Street, bro. They're selling magic dick pills to insecure niggas that will never work.
So sad.
Bro, like that's all it is. Like, bro, if you're not confident in your shaft, bro, that's you, one of the few niggas who actually called the magic pill sign on the West Street thing or on the electricity box, and then you think that's gonna work. That's all they are, bro.
It's my nigga, like, let's just look at the name of the podcast, Fresh and Fit. They are neither. Like, what the fuck? Like,
nah, man, Kane's is actually fit. He's fit.
That guy works out.
But fresh nigga.
But it's fresh. I go fresh.
Fresh nigga. That's the nigga.
Listen.
To
me, this is all in design.
Yeah, it's all in design, bro. It's all in design.
Yeah, what I was trying to say was that it was already written. Like, if you like, you were telling me, like, behind the scenes, you're at this person's party, that person's party, it was already set up for them. They had already achieved what they wanted to achieve. It's just they weren't known, and then they had to have one viral moment, like Mac G, one viral moment to just push them through the ceiling. So that's when people like South Africans would be like, well, we've been known Mac G, and that's Mac G just asked a Mac G question, and Ari just answered in the same way Ari would actually answer a question, because she is, like, you know, shy in public, but, you know, I know those kind of women, shy in public, freaky in private. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it made so much sense to me, and then people just blew it out of proportion.
Yo, bro, you know, that's got me thinking. We need to, in 2022, we need to be way more sensational than we are. We're not sensational enough. We need to trend on some crazy shit, bro.
Nah, I'm not, like, I'm not a clout chasing nigga. I'm sorry.
We need to start clout chasing, bro. One of us needs to punch a pregnant chick. I swear, that's the only way to pop.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
What the fuck?
We do it OJ style, or we do it R. Kelly style. We start pushing P in a real way.
Nah. Do it like Baby Keem in his music video. And diddy dicky and a diddy dicky.
Bro. Oh, one of the niggas needs to join the hockey club.
Fans. One of
Kane. Yeah, you Kane. You're always taking pictures with your shirts off. Yeah, OnlyFans. Men's playing OnlyFans. You know, I might lose it.
And then
Amad Jozi will also eat Saibu. They prepared you for this moment. Amad Jozi will boost it. Amad Jozi will also boost it, bro. So, come on.
Sensation.
Yeah? Easy money. I'm sure they'll tell you it's easy money. They'll tell it's easy money.
Bro. 110%, bro. 110%. There's even a niche, bro. Is there even a niche for niggas in Umkhele, bro? Like African porn, bro? Like that, bro? With that role play? Is there even a niche for that?
There will be once it's created.
There we go.
Look at
the catwalk is there, bruv.
Yeah, but on the topic of podcasters, I want to get into this week's top five.
Top five.
All right. I feel like...
Put some context. Put context. Podcasters and what? Top five podcasters here in general.
Nigga, like, wherever. Can you allow me to speak? Jesus, like...
Let the nigga speak.
Bruh.
My bad.
Yes, I'm trying to introduce a segment that we haven't done in forever. This man is already just saying, I said, since we speak about podcasts, this nigga probably, I would have said the top five best chakra podcast hosts, this nigga wouldn't have known. But anyway, since that was ruined already, this is this week's top five podcasters. I feel like it's overdue, number one, but also number two, this is extremely, extremely personalized to me. I don't even know who are the top podcasters in the world, but this is, you can kind of take a few from this list and then add your own. I feel as if some people in my honorable mentions should be in my top five, but I'm just personalizing it based on how often I listen to their podcasts. You know what I'm saying? Cool. So at number five, this is my personal top five podcasters, is Andrew Schultz.
He's number five
for me. I'm talking about for me.
Okay. Whoa. I'm interested in this list already. Okay, Karen.
Yeah, man. Nah. Okay.
Right. Number four, I have the 85 South Show, DC Young Fly, Chico.
Oh, yeah. Real nigga.
All right.
Oh,
all
yeah. Right. I love that show. Yeah.
At number three, I have the controversial Love of the Birds, Joe Budden.
Okay. Okay.
And number two, I have probably the biggest troll that the world has ever seen, on a large scale. Charlemagne the God. You know what I'm saying?
I knew it.
Brilliant
idiots mostly. But Sinjay, like, you can consider The Breakfast Club kind of, even though it's a radio show, but even if you break it down into podcast form, it's still, you know, he still does his thing. It doesn't matter which one. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. Cool. And then number one, you know what it is.
Joe Rogan.
I knew it. So let me just quickly
Rogan Experience.
Let me quickly run through my top five. At number five, I have Andrew Schultz. Number four, I have the 85 South Show. Number three, I have Joe Budden. Number two, I have Charlamagne the God. Number one, I have Joe Rogan. Now, honorable mentions, I will tell you my very first one, Alex Jones.
InfoWars, yes. Fire ting.
He makes my top five, actually.
Same.
Any more honorable mentions? MacG, do you drop MacG?
MacG, oh, definitely. I really put MacG as an honorable mention. Bro, okay. MacG to me is an honorable mention for sure, bro. Like, I love what he's doing to the game here. Like, the game is hardly even an infancy stage, and he's just killing it.
He's going and he's fucking it up by
most South African. Yeah. Oh man, him and Saul, bro. Oh Lord, man, those niggas are fucking it up.
The gang that works on it, Sinjay, they're all fucking it up. All of them, the whole squad that works on it.
Man, 100%, man. You know what's the greatest, most sensational podcast that was cut short by an untimely death?
The Slick Talk. Why am I saying?
Oh, no, Slick Talk. Man, that's not a podcast. I don't care what it is, but it's sensational. He's a podcaster I like. I like Slick Talk, man. Too bad my nigga's on a hiatus.
Yeah. But let's round off. Yeah, but let's round off before we get to it. Do you guys have any more honorable mentions?
Nah, I don't really listen to.
Wait. My favorite podcast. I don't know if you guys have heard about Abba and Preach.
Oh yeah. Those niggas are all right.
My thing is like the only reason why I fuck with them niggas, they're kind of like us, but on a more cultured level. They're way more just like.
Did you just call us uncultured? Let me mansplain, most sensational podcast, uncultured.
First of all, our cultures are different. So I'm talking about their culture. They're cultured in terms of people in America, like in terms of masculinity in America, those niggas keep it fucking real.
Oh, so you don't fuck around. Bro, I know Kane is saying with peasants.
Oh my gosh, we are the real niggas. Them niggas are pussy ass niggas, bro. That's what it is.
Listen,
but like the fact that y'all gotta think that way is because y'all wanna think that way. I'm a pimp.
No, listen. I need you to hear this right now.
Where does being a pimp come into any of this?
Wait, because I'm a pimp. What does that have to do with being African or being cultured? This man ran from Toronto being cultured. No, listen, I'm a pimp.
No. We're cultured. We're very cultured. Matter of fact, we're more cultured than Cardi B and Offset put together. Bro, let the one drop. Let it come in, let it sizzle. We're cultured with the K.
Come in. I guess that's how they got her.
Ooh.
And that's how you fucking do it.
Slow it down. I just dissed you. You really have to think about that one.
Sensational.
Yo, but no. Going back to Slick Talk. Speaking about the culture, yo.
Wait. Before we go to Slick Talk, what's another honorable mention?
Oh yeah.
What's going on?
The honorable mention. The Let Me Mansplain podcast.
Sensational.
I've only heard a couple of episodes, but those niggas really do their thing, man.
Wow. You see those niggas. Wow.
Those niggas do their thing, man.
You see that one dude with my sniper. Wait, that's that nigga right there, man.
I see him. He alright though. He alright. But you know, hey boy, that Bavarian nigga from the area, nigga. Hey. Yes, Joe Rogan needs to come off that top one spot, man. We need to change that top five because them man there. Hey, serious bad man.
And then Kane is just gonna.
he sounds like Gary Giggles or Spike.
Oh, geez.
I'm always laughing, bro. I don't go for my man, bro.
Man's just giggling like he just got his matric results.
Rest before we do rest.
Oh no, man. Bro,
don't go there. Oh, no, kill man. Kids, literally kill themselves over that shit, bro. Let's not go there.
Bro,
I'm trying to say like the lighter parts of it. And your niggas just want to take it to the serious parts. I'm trying to make a joke. What's wrong with your niggas?
Honestly, yo, bro. It's a bit too sensational though.
Nah, but listen, yo.
Yeah.
You see, Beckon. Actually, I want to know, what did your niggas do the day before you got your matric results?
I was sipping mojitos in Cape Town, bro. I didn't even know when my matric results were coming out.
Okay. Rich nigga shit.
No, I eat B kids. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know any of those
things. Shut the fuck up. Because
Mans was actually still in December the day before he got his results. He still got it early. We had to wait until like the 5th of Jan or some shit, whenever that was.
Oh, yeah. Man, that is
so he was still on vacation.
Oh, that's the trenches, blood. Yo, I'm thinking about, like, bro, honestly, like, let's keep it a buck. Like, after matric exams, I was, like, chilling because, you know, in the paper, bro, when you did some bullshit and you know when you were keeping it a buck 50, bro. Like, the only thing that knocked me, I still remember to this day, bro, was that math paper 2, bro. A man was scratching his head, bro. Yo, man was scratching his head. Took his hairline back by 5 centimeters. I'm telling you, bro. That's the only thing that had me sweating.
Just paper two.
Paper one, I was a ton.
Nah, oh. Pillar, it was the geometry things that be taking my ankles, bro. But other than that, I'll Maldini in the box, bro. We're defending it. We're taking all of them.
Bro. What was the question again?
Kane, what were you doing the day before matric results were released?
I was with you, wasn't I?
No, you weren't.
No, nigga, I was with you. We were smoking. No, that's all we fucking did. No, the whole yes, I was. Nigga. Yeah. That's all we did. No, do not exonerate yourself, nigga. We were smoking.
I was not.
That was around the time.
I know for a fact that I wasn't smoking that day. I was drinking that day. I remember very clearly.
Did you just wait? Did you just hear that? My man said exonerate. And then you have the balls to tell us we're not cultured. Did you hear that?
Bro, go fuck y'all.
Bougie ass word.
Bro, even Uncle Ruckus, bro, Uncle Ruckus can't even correct that one, bro. He knew what he was saying there. He knew what he was saying, bro. Sensational.
Exonerates.
Sensational.
No, but seriously, where was I? Where was I? No. Was I not with you, though?
Not at all. I remember I was with this other homie. We were like, "Hey, fuck, let's go buy something to drink." We went to the field, we sat, we drank. We were like, "Alright, bye, deuce." We went home, and then I sat in the car until it was late. And then I remember that day, something told me play FIFA, and then I just played FIFA until results came out. I slept.
Man, who gives
I slept.
Fuck?
I slept. Though.
Who gives a fuck? I probably just smoked. That's all I did. You know that's all I did, bro. I just smoked.
Most probably.
But niggas, how the stones though? Like, were you niggas like vexed? Like, you were just thinking
never.
To yourself, what were you like chill?
I didn't give a shit.
I don't, Chris. Like, for me,
bro, I didn't either.
Bro, at that time, I wasn't even thinking about like life beyond high school. I was just like, I'm living life. You know what I'm saying? I was just too young to make that big of a decision in my life of knowing what I wanted to do. Actually, funny story. You know what I said, right? So my family are sitting in the lounge with me, and then they're like, "Okay, so what do you want to do?" I was like, "Shit, I have to decide like today, like the fuck." But anyway, and then I was like, "I want to go to psychology." Everyone died.
So sad.
Died.
You psychologist. Wow.
Bro, I'm the most heartless motherfucker on earth. Why in the hell would I ever be a psychologist?
Wow.
I'm one heartless nigga, bro.
You would double the suicide rate, I'm telling you.
Bruh. Shoot him from a distance.
Shoot him from up close.
Bruh, they were literally like from the couch. Shoot him from the couch. Bro, that's what I do.
Bro, that psychologist couch is lit, though.
You probably would have made one of the best psychologists. Actually, though, we're making fun of you, but like, you probably would have made like a harsh, rash, get to the point psychologist.
Bro, yeah,
no way.
I don't think that works, bro. Them niggas want to kumbaya, hold my hands type of thing.
My thing was, I thought I would have used logic until I started dating girls that did psychology, and I realized now it's for crazy bitches.
Yes, sir. This nigga's spitting.
Damn, nigga. Oh, hey, God.
Bro, that's a madhouse, bro. Bro.
That's sensational.
Bro, not sensational. Not sensational. Not sensational. No,
psychology.
No, no,
the
no,
psychology
no.
major or course is for crazy ass bitches. Just know that they have some kind of mental health issues when they do psychology.
Bro,
they're actually going there to try and heal themselves.
And that's the funniest thing, bro. You know, it's the funniest thing, especially when it's still new to them. You see, when they're still in first year, second year, before the course slaps them in the face and they realize what they've done. See, they try to psychoanalyze everything you do. It's like, oh, no, you really try so hard to be a man. You really are trying to overcompensate for something, aren't you, in your childhood? I'm like, hi.
No,
bro, I'm literally.
No. Hey. Leave that. You know, when they talk about some shit they read about in the textbook, the four stages of, hey, shut the
shut your damn ass up.
The four stages of like, what are you talking about? All I said was all I just said was I just didn't say yes, and now I don't love you anymore. Those are the four stages of breakups. All I just said was that's
hey,
it.
Bro.
Are
you trying to overcompensate? You pulled my hair a little bit too much there. Are you trying to overcompensate? What happened in your childhood? Hey.
No, you didn't put my finger. You didn't put your finger in my butt this time. What happened? Do you not love me anymore?
What?
Bible.
Yeah.
bro. Yo, that's so left, bro. That is so left, bro. What? And my man said finger. He didn't even say thumb. So you know he's gang like that. You know he's about it. Gang, gang, gang,
gang, gang. Nah, the pink. Nah, I do the Spider-Man. The Spider-Man. You know the Spider-Man. Oh,
yeah.
But do you actually know that this? You know what the Spider-Man actually is? That's an actual sexual thing.
Yeah, it's like, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what he's talking about.
This bro, nigga.
You niggas are wild, bro.
Wait.
Double barrel. Spider-Man.
No, double barrel. Two index finger double and the barrel. Middle finger. Double barrel. Only one finger.
Oh, that's not the Spider-Man I'm talking about. Nah, that's standard procedure. I mean, that's not the Spider-Man I'm talking about, bro. I'm talking about, bro, the Spider-Man is where you nut in your hand and you web sling her in the face, bro. That's the Spider-Man. What?
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. No.
You niggas don't know that.
What kind of porn? What kind of porn do you watch, bro?
Come again?
It's not really a porn thing. I just like to experiment. Shh. And Spider-Man was coming out this year, too. So I really got carried away, bro. You know, that the Maguire nigga makes his own webs and so do I. Fuck with me.
Wow.
But speaking of psychology.
No, wait, this nigga was making webs like he put glue on his hand. Remember back in primary when you put glue on your hand and then make a web on the hand? He was using his shit to do that. This nigga's nasty.
Bro.
Yeah. Bro. Nasty ass nigga.
Oh, you nasty.
Nah, you don't play with it in the fingers. You make sure you sling it and you make the Spider-Man sign while you do it. Sensation. Anyway, gents, speaking of psychologists, I know someone who could use a psychologist right now, bro.
You.
So Slick Talk could use a psychologist four-stage talking acceptance program right now because my boy's been silent.
He's doing exactly what he should. Listen, he's been doing what you should do when you have money, when you get money, when you get a large amount of money that you've never had in your life. What you should do is shut the fuck up and spend it. That's literally what he's doing.
And homeboy just needs to... And homeboy's face needs to fucking heal because Casper did a number on him. You know what I'm saying? Because I saw the video afterwards and he took that video probably the day after. Trust me, nigga, I've been in a fight. Like Uktumba, Tatis Kads, for the amount of punches that he received to his face, it's gonna take a month, like a good 3 weeks or to a month before he's good. So he's off camera, not because he wants to be off camera, it's because he has to be off camera. And besides that, where's his rights? The homies, he's from the hood, he knows what it is. Niggas know what they gonna be lurking. Niggas, he's a lick right now. Straight up, he is a lick right now. So he needs to stay his ass at home. Plan out this money, how he's gonna use it. I say kudos to him. He's doing the right thing.
But to me though, bro, this is not like fuck you money. This is not like I can disappear. It's like 100. It's like you got
in the hood. In the hood, nigga. Oh, nigga.
This nigga's talking about. It's not some fuck you change. Right, any money during the pandemic is good money. Fuck you talking about whether it's 50k or 100k.
No, there's a difference between good money and fuck you change. Fuck you change, nigga. I don't have to do anything.
No one cares about this that right now.
Homie could change his life right now, bro.
He already has a plan.
No, for sure. No, this is what I'm saying, bro. This nigga's gonna have to come back eventually. Like, this silence would have been sweeter if we knew he's never coming back at all, but he's gonna have to come back eventually.
So, see, the thing is, like, we're not even dependent on any. Exactly, we're not even dependent on anyone. So we could take our month off and come back. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Bro. Okay. I see you.
Look, he got the better end of this deal. I don't care whoever says what. Yeah, he might have got the few punches to the face. Fuck that, bro. He knew what he was getting himself into when he signed on the dotted line. He knew it was about the bag. Everyone, bro, we're Africans. We'll do anything for fucking money, bro. Fuck out of here.
Whoa, not anything. Okay, now let's not get crazy. Bro, listen.
You might not do anything for that, bro. I know, bro. This is fucking South Africa. Welcome to fucking South Africa.
Wait,
no, bro. I know niggas who get fucked in the ass for this shit, bro. Like, let's not play. Nigga, come on. Bro, come on, this is SA, my G. Niggas are out here. This is streets, my G.
That's heavy, bro. That's heavy.
Streets.
Bro, yeah.
If you do that,
I'm sorry, but are you willing to?
Would you be down though?
You said you're ready to do anything. Is that your anything?
No. Sir. I fall under the same camp as you. No, listen, I fall under the same camp as you. But I know niggas is willing to do this shit.
You know how they call them? You know how they call them? They just do Umlando challenge. The Umlando challenge. That's how they call them.
Oh no.
Shakira. Niggas bring out the inner Shakira.
Okay.
Yeah, bro, that's like the second time in 2 years where I've seen South African niggas wholesomely come together, hold hands, and take an L so colossal, bro. The last time we did that is when niggas were twerking online for a PlayStation. Now that, niggas are the shaking worst. Their hips like Shakira, bro.
That's better. That's better. Ah. The twerking was just horrible, dog.
That was just horrible. Umlando's okay. I think it was. I just think people were dancing a little,
and people exaggerating.
Yeah, it's just a dance, dog. But it was a little exaggerated. But come on, remember that twerking shit when they were twerking on IG, dog?
And up when no one even got the PlayStation. Talk about playing games. Talk about playing games. But yo, you know what I like? The one thing I liked about the Sumlando challenge, bro, is that the good Lord did the work. Because we were told and we said that let this be a challenge for the mandem. When Dineo Ranaka wants to Papa and add herself in now.
Hilarious.
And now she's unemployed.
Yes.
Isn't she suspended?
You know
though?
Better. I don't know if she's suspended or whatever, but
hey, fan. Are we always funny? No holy.
Ain't getting shit.
Bro. And you know, in a way, bro, I feel like it's karma because didn't like a month or two ago, wasn't she like trending for chewing out her nigga? Like,
and not in the right way.
Yeah. Let me tell y'all something. Can I just say something before you carry on with that lady? Can I just say something? There's something people don't recognize about Udineo, it's true that she definitely has abantabadala. She definitely has abantabadala, Udineo. And this is a telling and a showing. And Udineo, if she doesn't, like if I was Dineo's friend or Dineo's mom, Dineo, someone close to Dineo, after knowing her and her calling and knowing what it does to people, bruh, this is a telltale example of someone who's not respecting themselves and their calling because this type of shit happens. You going around shouting at men, hi, bro. We are Zaz with no bees. So to Unana Makeha food, Genway, Amakeha, Atanulaga, that are always shouting, that are always going to shout or going to be intimidated by men naturally. You should know how to fucking calm yourself down, bro. Because she's different from other people. Because that's another thing. I want you guys to acknowledge that she is very different from other people. And here's another thing. Dino is very gifted. She just doesn't fucking know it. She's wasting time.
Bavaria, yo. Do you hear what Kane is saying here? It sounds like he really wants to know. It's like, she's gifted. She's different.
Hey,
he's telling you everything she wants to hear.
Shoot your DMs, boy.
Shoot that shot, my nigga. So
my DMs,
my
boy. Can I say something? Even if she did, I would never. Do you know what Dineo does to men? Hey. Go ask Black Liz. Homie wrote a whole fucking song about that shit, bro.
A lot of niggas have written songs about pussy.
But bro, I don't know. I don't feel like talking about a super soaker from the girl who looks like she's 13 years old, bro. I still can't shake the thing off Ariana. Bro. Bruh, I look at her like she's cute, but it's like a...
Like a buddy, high power.
I wanna touch her on the head and buy her sweets, bro.
That sounds a little predatory, anyway.
Yes.
I'm gonna touch
bro,
her.
I'm not gonna do it from
sweets.
A van, okay?
You can't. You have to be in front of them. Touch her on the head and buy her sweets. That's just nasty, bro. Imagine telling your child, I'm going to touch you on the head and buy you sweets.
What if that shit turns her on? What if that shit turns on Ariana?
I want to touch you on the head. I'm
what? No, nah, nigga. You're crossing the pedophile line, bro. No.
No, I'm talking about Ariana. I'm talking about Ariana. What if you say to Ariana, I'm going to touch your head. I'm going to stop buying you sweets. What if she gets turned on by that? Be like, are you going to buy me a lollipop?
She probably likes like Hello Kitty teddy bears or some shit, bro. She
like a child. Nah, you know, Ariana, she's like, I feel like if you ever had to recreate that whole BBC, you know, when they carried the white girl and all those niggas went.
Yeah. That petite.
Oh, man. Yeah. That video is mad, bro. It's mad, bro. Petite, the way they carried that girl. And they closed the door, bro. It's like 7-8 niggas, bro. What?
I don't even.
I haven't even seen a Royal Rumble that big.
Oh. Sensation,
bro. I don't think I've even watched that full video. But just seeing them carrying the white girl was like, man, that's some nasty shit.
I felt violated watching that. I felt like there was a rape culture watching that, bro. That just felt rough.
Me too. I was just about to say that it feels weird whenever you like. Whenever you accidentally click on like an orgy.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Like that one. Oh, I know that
this man is trying to come up with excuses.
You know how the video.
Time out.
I know how the video.
How do you accidentally click on an orgy?
Me, such black, big black booty. That is whatever comes out.
But in the preview, in the thumbnail, you can see that there's more than one big black booty.
Hey, my nigga, it happens. But anyway, that shit still feels weird though. Like all those dicks in the same. I gag my face. Yo, I gag. I'm just scared what they touch.
Electrifying. It'd be like,
bruh,
it'd be
get like, shocked.
Bruh, it'd be like two nightsticks. What's the in Star Wars, those lightsabers?
Lightsabers.
I bro.
Sword fighting.
I bro. Aye, gents.
Let's fight to the death for me, lady.
Aye. No, Buffett. Aye. This is a man's thing.
Sounds like a phone vibrating. It sounds like a vibrator.
Right. It sounds like someone's room on a Valentine's evening, bro.
Actually, James, I actually want to have a Valentine's Day. Like, I don't know when it's Valentine's. I think Valentine's on a Monday. So maybe the Sunday I'll have something. Let's see.
Jolla boy.
Well, it's not about that. It's just about experimenting. I've never actually participated in Valentine's Day. I want to see how it works. Let's see if I participate. I come back with research. I'm actually going out in the field and coming back with research about how Valentine's Day is.
Experiment.
Social experiment.
In the field. Like, are you gonna do a group thing?
No.
In the field.
What do you mean a group thing in the group field? A sniper. Bro, a sniper doesn't do a job with other people. A sniper does their job alone.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, you're gonna do it on multiple targets. Cause more times, what do you mean by in the field, bro?
No, Ped, I'm talking about how I'm saying instead of talking about it, let me go do it and then come back and report.
All right. I see.
Like that.
Like, to
like,
me, bro, Valentine's I'm not Day in the is streets, right bro. Next... Bro, Valentine's Day I'm to me is right next to Christmas. Bro, like, my parents didn't even bother to tell me that Father Christmas, Santa Claus lie, bro. Like, nigga figured it out way early, bro. Black parents are swag like that. We don't even get no Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy. Bro, I remember how puzzled they were when I put a tooth under my pillow, bro. It's like, hey, but when's on?
Bro, black, hey, we don't believe.
Pain, bro.
It's actually kind of deep. It's actually kind of low-key deep because I've also done it before and then I came back from school and my tooth was still there. So, yeah.
Hey, bro. Yeah,
your man's like, your bro's like, that was funny as fuck. Man's remembers.
Homie probably tried it off to you and was like, nah, they won't do me like that. They will not do me like that. But they did you like that.
Thank you. Wah, wah, wah.
Nah, they did you like that, son.
But you know who be doing shit like that too? Nah, I'm joking. But bruh, my team has been doing.
Oh, bro, you can't just let it hang. You can't just leave it hanging like that.
I was about
bro.
To like where the fucking.
I was waiting
at,
for something
bro.
Sensational, bro.
No, bruh. Actually, I was just building up hype to just to let you guys down, like literally.
Wow,
yo, bro. Now I understand how women feel when niggas talk about how big their dick is and never show up and put the service.
Finish him.
Now I know how niggas feel after 28 years of ANC.
Shit.
Man.
Damn, bro.
Bro, no service deliveries.
That hit home service. A little bit. That like that was bro. Painful, bro. Yo,
bro, ANC is fucking us up, bro. I'm not even gonna lie. I don't want to get too political.
But anyway, back to who was disappointing me, Chelsea, yo. Oh my gosh. We are dying. And firstly, I want to speak about this Lukaku thing. Yes, I don't think we actually spoke about it. Did you guys hear or did you guys read his interview?
Bro, that nigga basically ushayi love back. Ufuni love back, man.
Inter Milan.
Yeah, bro. He's been talking about them, bro.
In a nutshell, he did an interview with Fabrizio Romano. And man's talking about how he Tuchel's formation style of play doesn't necessarily suit him, but he'll do what he can because he's professional, but he misses Inter. And that was basically 4 or 5 months into the year or into his time back at Chelsea. Bro. And it's like, oh, this nigga just came here, him and his Timberlands shooting with Timberlands here, bro. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? So, bro, man's shoes with Timberlands.
Honest with you, I really do feel like Lukaku's being bougie, though.
Reason, bro. Like you were saying, this thing must come back to Chelsea, bro. You left. No one told you. No one forced you. You left, dog. You left. No one forced you. Well, Inter was going through some money problems, so it was most likely that it was going to be.
Which is fucked up, you know. You know what's fucked up? Because when he first came, there were like hints of people saying like him and Tuchel are not getting along, and then Tuchel came out and he said, "Yo, I don't know where this is coming from. I'm trying as hard as I can to make everyone gel." And now for him to say this, it makes sense. It's all okay. So maybe he never really fucked with homie and his formation in the first place. But which was weird for me because I remember when he first came. I remember like the first few games when Tuchel came, he benched him. I remember he benched him. Like he benched him for like a good 2, 3, 4 games.
When Tuchel came or when Lukaku came?
No, when Tuchel came.
No, Lukaku came after Tuchel. Lukaku came after Tuchel.
Hey, and that's my point. Even when he came, when Lukaku came in, he benched him like his first few games there. But like that makes sense, bro. I'm trying to see where I can fit you in. That was around the same time that people came up with this accusation that he might not be gelling with Tuchel. And he was like, no, he Tuchel came out and he said, no, dude, I really am just trying to figure out where I'm going to put you and where you're going to shine. Right? Is that not what a manager's job is, though? And then the player's job is to then follow what the manager requires so that we can all accomplish a goal. And I thought that he was doing pretty well for the first few months. He was doing fucking well. So I don't get where this is coming
from. Nah, he wasn't. Man scored 2 goals and ghosted. And then
it was Arsenal.
But the create... No, wait. How many opportunities did he create, though? How many opportunities did he create, though?
Not many.
How?
But listen, bro, this man scored like 3 times, I think, before he just had that dry spell. And then the most recent goal now he has is just against a lower league side in the FA Cup. That's it. It's literally it. He's actually on a super dry spell. Him and Werner are actually on super dry spells. That's why I'm like, I'm not even going to defend a nigga that's not even scoring.
Ah, bro, don't even talk about Werner, bro. Don't even talk. That's the hard desert.
My point is, blame my man. Who do we blame? Him,
Lukaku.
Or do we blame the coach?
We blame Thank Lukaku you, for
that's
being
my
out
point.
Of
form. Homie's not trying to fit. He's not even trying to fit. That's my point. He's not trying. Bruh,
toxic. Always wanting to go back to the ex that you left. Hey, Laporte, they've moved on. Dzeko's not playing there.
He's not playing
Dzeko's
any
not playing that side.
Not playing.
No, he's actually playing.
Game.
I mean, he's like killing it.
he's not playing with anyone. But you know, you see this transfer of Coutinho to fucking Barca. Bro. I mean, to Aston Villa from Barca.
Aston Villa.
Oh my gosh, that's the. You see, it makes sense to me because of, like, you know, the wage structure where Aston Villa can actually kind of afford Coutinho and all that shit. But it just shows that this thing is going to become a whole super league on its own. Gerrard is now building a crazy, bro. His two signings, Lucas Digne and Coutinho, have already contributed more than a lot of other players.
As in Japan,
bro. I said this. We said this last year with the whole Super League debacle that Premier League doesn't want a Super League because they already are the Super League. Bro, these guys have crazy money, bro. Like, Newcastle has alhamdulillah money. You don't fight alhamdulillah money. You see, City had alhamdulillah money from one nigga. These niggas have a whole country's alhamdulillah money. These niggas already, these niggas are about to cop Leno. These niggas are about to, and these niggas are fighting relegation, copping such man. It's gone. It's dusted, bro. It's dusted, bro.
You know, Chins, speaking about the things that we missed last year, yes, we missed a very, very, very big simp. This nigga, bro. You know, okay, I'll give you a few hints, right? He's a musician, number one. Number two, he's an R&B singer. So the thing is with R&B singers, they're obviously going to simp in music, and now we know that rappers are also simping in their music. So now, with this guy, okay, let me give you one more hint. Maybe this hint might let you know who it is. It sounds like he sings like he has bread stuck in his throat. Oh, he sings like he just ate a full spoon of peanut butter.
I still don't know who the fuck that is.
Pop Smoke? What?
No, he sings R&B singer. He sings like he just swallowed a whole spoon of peanut butter.
Please, surprise me. Who is this nigga, bro?
Giveon.
Oh, wow. Yo, not a peanut butter thing makes sense.
Cause, bro, you know when you're at the ceremony or you're at a traditional ceremony, you guys are all eating your dumplings and your meats and all that stuff. I'm saying that for the international fans. What's up, listeners? But anyway,
yo, shout to you. We might not have any. Hey,
after the month
niggas cussed out.
Or after niggas cussed out. No,
after niggas cussed out, Ari, you might not have any, bro.
But anyway, eating that and then, like, you don't have anything to drink. That's basically how he sings. But anyway, cool. So this nigga, bro. This nigga, bro, he was dating Justine Skye. You know Justine Skye, the R&B singer. Gorgeous, hun.
Yeah.
Gorgeous, yeah, gorgeous. Yeah. So this man, right? So this man was cheating on her, right? So the way she found out was...
Sensational.
Extremely sensational. No. It's not sensational. He's simp for the week because of the way she found out. Actually, his old phone was hooked up to his... You see, his iCloud was hooked up to his laptop. So, and his laptop was also linked to his new phone. So everything was linked into one. So homegirl took the laptop where the iCloud was linked and she started reading all the messages. Even when she texted him, like, my friend told you, she was lying. My friend told me that you were walking to another girl's place. And he said, nah, who told you that? And she even saw him text the homies and say, hey, yo, she's on me. We need to find an excuse. She saw the whole thing. That's simp of the week.
No.
Number one. Listen, bro. That is a simp of the week to me. How the fuck do you leave your shit lying around? How do you leave your devices lying around linked to your fucking phone?
Stupid ass nigga.
Bro, I don't know if I'm paranoid or what, but I wouldn't do some shit like this. I would make sure with April. Hey, there was a time last year in like June. My phone is linked to my laptop, and then I got a FaceTime and my laptop starts ringing. I unlinked that shit real quick. I was like, fuck that shit. I'm not letting that shit happen again. Imagine if I was around the wrong person.
Nah. Sorry. And another thing, this nigga's rich enough to have two phones, bro. Like, don't bring the phone that you know you be busy with around these women, bro. What the fuck wrong with you? Oh, come on, bro. I don't even bring my phone that I talk to.
Bro.
The phone that I talk with, even y'all niggas with, like, I don't bring that shit around. Like, bro, when I'm with the honeys for a reason.
Nigga, Kevin Gates said, I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the... I got two phones, one for the bitches and one for the dough. Bruh, that's simple. One for the bitches and one for the dough. Simple.
Sensational. Oh.
Damn. I won't even lie, bro. Our forefathers really got it right. Because now I'm deeping it. Fetus Tembe really solves a lot of issues, bro. Because this thing of sneaking, bro, I don't know. I don't want to be caught sneaking. I don't want to be sneaking, bro. Now I have to remember all the stuff. Nah, I don't want a sneaky link. I just want it to be... Nkomiselego is nice, bro. If he wants to drop D here, he'll just go to... He'll go down the driveway and drop some D there, and then he'll go to the other driveway, drop some D there. Bro, he's living, bro. Bro, it's... Oh, man, the sneaky thing, innit?
I feel you. I feel you. I deep you, because you know what I'm... Like, I was also figuring out, like, this week, I was also like... I don't want to talk about my business, but I got someone who's like trying to get into a down relationship with me, but I'm like, yo, you know who I am, right? And they're like, yeah, I know. And I'm like, you do know what I'm capable of, right? And she's like, listen, as long as I don't fucking find out, you do your thing. I'm like, whoa.
Sensational.
Okay. Hey. This is a new arrangement. Like previously, I've never had this kind of arrangement before. Like, she's super cool to the point where she was like, one day, Mama would say, which for our American
Hi, brah. Hey. Cut.
Sorry, I was gonna translate.
We're at war with our Americans right now.
But anyway, basically, she was giving me a visa, bro. She was like, yeah, do your thing, bro. And like, I want to see her one day. I was like, okay, I'm cool.
You have to make her shiver, bro. The thing that you bring to her has to be out of this world, bro.
I'm not gonna do it on purpose.
Before you continue, I know why. Because Kane said something very specific, to her at the beginning. He said, and I'm not even gonna quote him, but I'm gonna just say, and I quote, Don't make me make you fall in love with a nigga like me.
Man told her
straight up. So whatever happens after that, that's on her. Cause she said, alright, I hear you, but still carry on. I'm okay with it. So he already got the okay. So he's gonna continue being him. He's gonna continue pushing P. And then she's gonna see what's gonna happen.
Pushing P, sensational.
Imagine he's that nigga, bro. Future, bro. He's immortalized forever, my nigga. Well, that's what immortalized means, but anyway.
true.
Sensational.
Yo, Uncle Ruckus, bro.
The nigga will use words he don't really know.
Bro.
Yo.
But I. Yo. Don't, nah. Yo. I feel as if that was a good return. That was a good lap around the field.
Yo, but Giveon did it. Oh, we didn't even baptize Giveon though.
Okay. Let me baptize Giveon.
Damn serpent. Sensational.
Oh man!
He's not worthy of baptism. That's just stupid.
Is it just me or does nigga look like a fucking horse though?
Sensational.
Oh man, niggas are filthy. You know that.
That's how he's called, right? If we see him running on the track in the Durban True Live, we mustn't be surprised.
Damn.
Iswag.
Body shaming.
Hey, and bro, Durban July things happen, eh? Bro, relationships end, Lapan. But
that's coming again.
Hey, yeah. Niggas were looting for last year's Durban July, bro. Niggas looted for Durban July.
Niggas had to pay for the lifestyle somehow.
Ooh, yeah. Well, you know what it is. Well, it is South Africa, like I said. This is South Africa, bro.
This is South Africa.
And I think this year, though, I hate to get a little serious, but like this year, I don't know if you niggas have recognized, niggas are like, people are just dying. Like, yo, like the death rate the murder rate, bro. Like, people are just out here.
Things are going up in flames, bro. We literally add comedic relief, but bro, hey, there's not a lot to laugh at. Bro.
Literally, things were going up
straight
in
up.
In Durban. Literally, things were going up. In
bro, flames. Literally, yeah. an Air Force base. How many ESCOM things have been burnt? Now, no. Before you continue,
nigga.
I need to state. Parliament. Wait. Before you continue, bro, though, Parliament. I need to state. This is our segment, All Feelings, No Facts, where we put on the tinfoil hat. You niggas already know how we put them tinfoil hats on. Now, once again, all feelings, no facts. Now let us continue.
Straight up though,
bro.
I feel like there's a lot of animosity that comes from, it's coming from years of apartheid, yeah, all that shit. But literally, COVID showed us. The pressure from COVID showed us how much South Africans can take, but then what happened last year showed us how much South Africans are willing to fight for. Like you just said, like last year with the Durban July last year. If you were in Durban last year in July, you know shit was up in smoke, my G. Like,
bro, I was so upset with myself. I won't even lie. Like, bro, I had several opportunities to get a new laptop and a new flat screen TV, and I didn't take it, bro. I'm so pissed. But the next one, I'm ready.
It would have been pointless, though. You know that they had to return half of the shit because half of them were blocked because they weren't registered.
Exactly.
With, thing.
Yeah. Anything that has a serial number can be traceable, bro. It is what it is. If you took technology, you stupid as shit, because they're gonna just turn it off.
Nah, but bro, come on. All my friend can sort it, bro. There's so many Pakistani laptops. Come on,
my friend.
It is so
my
true,
friend
bro.
Will sort it. It I do so for true. You, my friend. Bro, they'll sort it.
I
for
do.
Me. For
how much you got? How much?
No, for my friend, they're the same around the world. Plus, I just for you, my friend.
Bro.
Just for you.
Every. Just for you. Bro.
Just for you, my friend.
But bro, on a serious tip, bro, you know what I'm seeing in South Africa right now is a bit of like the peels are starting to fall back, like tinfoil hat, right? Illuminati confirmed, but it's becoming more and more clear why Chris Hani and all these other niggas had to die, because they were talking about economic transformation for our people through land ownership. And one thing that I'm noticing now is that, bro, all the tenets of quote unquote freedom that were thrown our way in from Kodesa from 94, bro, all them shits are gone now. Like, they're peeling back the layers. Do you know that they've now removed BEE as a requirement to do government tenders? I didn't even know that.
Yes,
like,
sir.
BEE has just been scrapped, bro. Like, right under our noses. And bro, how many IMF loans are we taking, bro? I swear to God, bro.
But anyway,
like, at some point.
Yeah.
We need to make Cyril pay for them things himself. Alright, bro. We need to make Cyril pay for them things. We didn't ask for them, bro. I ain't asked for none of that, and we didn't even benefit from it. But
here's the thing. With everything that's going on, for I've been saying since last year, like, this is just it was just a calm before the storm. I hated the way everyone was like, "Wow, it seems as if everything is gonna be all right. We just came into the new year, so calm." No. It had nothing to do with that. It's because everyone was fucking at home because we're tired of seeing fucking movies. We're like, yeah, Zin, on New Year's Eve, let's just stay at home. 90% of us did that. 90%. The other 10%, which is a very large percentage, went and did what they did. But a lot of us were just like, let's just stay indoors, even if it's not your home. But nothing too wild because things aren't seeming good. Bruh, I feel like a lot of people will die not from COVID but from killing each other. There's gonna be like a civil war or something.
My nigga.
Like, people will die. Nigga. I feel that. I'm not wishing that upon anyone. I'm not manifesting that, but I can just feel it's just
been
for so long.
Bruh, can I tell you something?
This nigga just chakra hand war.
No, but now he's right. No, let's not be funny for like a second. This nigga's right. I went to the hood like 2 weeks ago. Bro, niggas I grew up with, homies I knew, are dying over nothing. And one thing I recognized when the looting happened, right? One thing that people didn't report on, there were a lot of firearms that were stolen. A lot, bro. A lot. One homie, listen, I'm not snitching or anything because I ain't saying this nigga's name or anything. But when I was there, one homie literally had like on himself, by himself, Solomon had 500 rounds. Fucking 500 rounds for a 9mm. I'm like, what the fuck? Whoa. What are you gonna do? Where did you get this shit, bro?
Extendo.
And he's like, Extendo.
Bro, and so even worse, bro, the Chatsworth and Phoenix things, bro, with the
engines, that went
swept under the rug completely. Niggas were getting killed, bro. I went, we're just getting started under the rug. Hey, we all went back to normal.
Well, to keep everything.
30 plus black people were murdered. Let's just remember that. 30 plus black people were murdered. So you gonna tell me the streets are gonna be calm, G? Of course they're gonna be.
But what I'm saying is we learned our lesson the first time. Fool us once, shame on us. You know how the risk goes.
True shit though. True shit. And I don't know if you guys have watched it's my favorite new, well, I've watched this the first season as well, but The Republic. I don't know if you guys have watched that series. The Republic. It's on Mzansi Magic.
It seemed dope when I saw the trailer before it came out. It seemed dope.
Yo, listen, when I watched the thing last year, half the things that they spoke about last year happened this year, right? And half the things they're speaking about now, I can already tell already happening. Like this one, like, bro, just go watch the thing. I'm not trying to advertise for Mzansi Magic or anything, but like that thing, bro, they've been on points quite a few fucking times, bro. And they showcase exactly how the corruption in this country happens. Because the most annoying thing that they make so abrupt in that show, it's annoying because I'm South African. They make this air of just accepting that corruption is the order of the day. It's just so accepted in that show. And it's just like, bro, and it's like, no, but like when I come back into reality, that's exactly how we live, dog. Think about how we need to get jobs. Think about the struggle we have to do to get jobs. You've got the degree, you've got everything. Man, but now you've got to go pay someone, or you got to go make a phone call, or you got to go call your aunt, or you got to, you know what I'm saying? It's like, gee, it might seem exaggerated, but that shit's pinpointed, bro. Like,
do you know what I think, bro? That's just showing that the system was working exactly how it's supposed to. The system we're currently using, whether it's judicial or whatever, bro, this was never meant for so many people. It was meant for 10% of the population. When they drafted this and put this together and called it apartheid, that's what it was meant to do. It was not meant to support so many. And this is why when we see the cracks, it's almost as if black people are like, no, it's doing what it's supposed to. And I think when ANC received power, all they did was receive power in brackets. Those niggas are not in charge. And all you have to do is look at who's funding Cyril Ramaphosa and follow the moves he's been making. Just follow the moves of the ANC. Just look at how much has actually been transformed economically from 94 till now. We're celebrating crumbs. Quite a few of us moved out the hood. Great. Quite a few of us go to private schools. Great. But the masses, bro, 64% of black people live under the poverty line, bro.
Thank you. And I want to make it a point to anyone else who doesn't know, has never seen South Africa, black people were fucking moving out of the hood in the 80s, before freedom was even a thing for us. Black people were making it a point to move out of the hood, right? Some hoods that are now hoods today were places that were supposed to be built specifically for black people. Like, you know how Compton was supposed to be like a mecca for black business, a suburb for black business, black ownership, all that shit. That's same thing. El Amont, that was exactly what was supposed to happen. That's another, I'll just give you that place as an example. There are many other places like that in this country, bro. So I just want to go back to the point that white people didn't give us freedom, or they didn't give us any incentive that was gonna make us that gave us that drive or that passion to now get ourselves out of the hood. No, black folk already were getting themselves out of the hood. Black people were owning businesses
way long before that, bro. So it's like we can't put it. So I'm saying, to add to your point, Bavaria, the Constitution did nothing for black people. Absolutely fucking nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. We already had those ambitions. We were already going to make it out. It did nothing for us, bro.
And you know what I hate, bro? So sorry to make a side thing, but you see that even that there, leaving the hood is seen as such a negative thing. Like you're trying to get closer in proximity to whiteness. No, it's just me understanding that we were never meant for that environment. And I want to go to a better environment. It just so happens that the way a country sets up, the only other environment outside of this is where we're white people at, because they reserve the best shit for themselves. But you know what, bro? One thing I'm noticing, though, is a rise in black consciousness, which actually kind of makes me happy, bro. Like, niggas are actually more clued up than we thought. Like, I always thought of South Africans as somewhat a reflection of myself. Like, we know some shit, but we still very nonchalant. Nah, bro, niggas are getting ready. Niggas are making plans, bro. Like, it's actually quite refreshing to see. That's why, like, well, you niggas need to get on Spaces, bro.
No, it's mostly
this is actually our first advertisement soon. Man's plane is going to be coming with one soon. But yeah, that's where I've been linking with people. Yeah, what's up, bro?
I feel you when you're saying that moves, they're trying to make the changes. But one thing that I would like the youth to be more, we've depended on the fucking government for too long. It's time for now, each and every one of us. I'm not saying that we're at the level where we can compete with the rest of the world. We aren't. We just need to be fucking honest with ourselves. We really aren't. Like, we aren't.
Hey,
like, professional-wise, skill-wise. Hey,
hold on. I beg to differ.
Hey, Xe, China just made a moon, bro. We can't compete. Those niggas made a sun. They made a sun.
I'm talking in terms of once we put away niggas' nuclear shit and technology, we've got all the minerals. When these niggas shoot each other down, we'll be fine. You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about minerals. Fine. I'm talking about you're skills. Still rich in you this. Can have gold. You can have gold, but not know what the fuck to do with it or not know its value. That's my point. So what,
you know,
for us, that's where we need to, that's where our focus needs to be right now. Empowerment, but with education as well. Because I feel like the education that they say they've given us, that shit was not enough, bro. It has not, bro. I'm sorry. The OBE system was trash. The CAP system is trash. I don't care what you say. We are at best, bro. When it comes to like with our scientists, bro. That's why they did that whole thing where they were skeptical with our scientists finding out the Omicron, what. I believe our science is some of the best, the top-notch science. But mind you, why is it top-notch? Because every time we work, we're always in collaboration with some international scientist. I almost said artist, but scientist. So for us, it's always...
But
all right. So for us, it's always...
Sensational.
So for us, it's always like we have to shine. But then, there was also this other guy who helped us. You know what I'm saying? So we need to stand on our own, bro. And we need to have our own. Yeah.
You know what I think? I think both of you are right. But the reason, I'll disagree. I think South Africans are brilliant, right? South Africans are brilliant at all levels. But the reason why we are where we are is because, like I said, the system worked the way it's supposed to. A lot of these guys, a lot of our counterparts that are in the hoods, that are in the villages, whatever, bro. If you gave those people exposure, if you gave those people an opportunity to show what they could do, they are going to outrun a lot of people. Because I see this in varsity most of the times. Most of the people come from Model C schools, bro. They come to varsity and they're just chilling, whatever. Niggas who come from, bro, abject poverty, these guys fight when they get the chance, man. These guys are knocking it out of the park with mad distinctions. And this is where I see Gucci, the system is just working the way it's supposed to. And even on that tip of competing, bro, I think Africa is a continent. Would be fine if Europeans and fucking Americans would stop meddling with our affairs.
because they meddle. They meddle. The only reason we can't go is because they keep putting their hands in the shit. And our politicians keep taking the payouts to let that happen. And that's why we're where we are.
Listen, yo.
If they stopped us, we would figure it out and we would get right. But
listen,
of course we always
can. I just say one more thing about
But just to cap everything off, because I feel like we're rambling now. Just to cap everything off, the reason why there's a quote unquote black consciousness and people are now getting together is because everyone now has their backs against the wall. It's either we let this happen or it's going to fuck us up now. There's literally nothing we can do now because our hand as a people is now forced where we're like, okay, cool. Sitting back and watching y'all do it does not help. KZN is the first province where we're like, nah, we've already seen the ways of the ruling party and it ain't it, but everyone else is also willing to destroy us. So we're still in that phase of trying to find a new solution to our issues. But I feel as if we should end off our first episode back there. I feel as if we gave a little niggas a lot of
game. Can I just say one more thing? One more thing about black people and business in particular, right? Just one more. Bro, one thing I've noticed about black people have never had a tough time making money. But they've always had a tough time maintaining. That's why motherfuckers will even kill each other because they don't realize that competition is healthy for business, right? They don't know that. So my point is, with the education, the brilliance in this country definitely exists. But with brilliance, brilliance needs guidance. Einstein needed guidance. Everyone needs guidance. Everyone needs to be educated. So that much, I hope black people can stop complaining about their own education that they received from either their grandfathers or their grandmothers or the government. Fuck them niggas. Their time is over now. It's about time we started making decisions on our own. If I want to tackle agriculture, I'll go and teach myself agriculture. If I want to tackle whatever business I want to tackle, whatever I want to do, I'm going to be the best at that. And I wish black people could just fucking wake up and realize that. And now you can cap it off.
Yes, sir! This nigga's spitting.
Damn, nigga!
Hey, man. Yo, niggas, what a depressing way to finish this.
Nah, it's the normal thing that we do. We come with energy, we come with hype, and then give niggas game.
Oh, yeah.
It is what it is.
There is. We leave them with a bit of ism. Some ism. But yeah, man, you know what? I'll just say this. Y'all motherfuckers thought y'all forgot about us. Man, we ain't going nowhere. We were just taking a hiatus. Like Drizzy said, I came back with my skin tan and my hair long and my fans who've been so patient, me and 40. Me and mansplained back to work, but we still smell like a vacation. Hate the bullshit, hate the rumors, hate these fucking allegations. And I feel this about my throne is for the taking. Watch me take it. You know what I'm saying?
Once again,
you know what this is, you know what this was, and you know what it's always going to be. The world's most sensational.
Sensational.
It was truly Fear Bavaria in your area.
Wesley Sniper.
Okay.
And you know, this is the Let Me Mansplain podcast where everything.
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 Everything goes. Just...
Hold on. You know where you are. You know what this was. You know what this always will motherfucking be. You almost forgot that part.
I started with that part, bro.
Oh, shit, my bad. We back.
You rusty. Yo, man, we out, man. This is Let Me Mansplain podcast where everything, and I mean everything, goes just as long as you can mansplain. We out.